In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Uncle Magdi is asking that the primary school kids goes downstairs. There is a play for the Feast of the Cross downstairs in the kids' church. So he encouraged all the primary school kids to go down and enjoy the play that the Sunday school servant preparing for them. So if you primary school, go downstairs to the kids' church, please. I would like to speak to you today about the Feast of the Cross. On the eve of the Feast of the Cross, which was last Friday, something very nice has been said in the Vesper, which stopped me, and I would like to talk to you about this verse. It is a verse said in the doxology of the Vesper of the Feast of the Cross. It says, "The cross is the throne of God. The cross is the throne of God." And I stopped toward this word because the throne of the kings of the world are not a cross. The thrones of the kings of the world are a very gold, big things, or they are very much proud of how successful their countries is, or how the economy of the country is very high, or how much weapons we have, how much strong around the world we are, and they are proud of that. The kings of the world, they have thrones made out of gold, and they are big thrones. But the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, is out of the cross. And it is a message for us as Christian people that if you would like to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, choose for yourself humbleness path. Not the path of showing off, not the path of I am stronger, I am better. But the Lord chose for himself to be king over a cross, which also has another meaning, which is, I am here on life to serve other people, not to show off with what I have. I imagine that a Christian person who has some talent, he wouldn't show off with his talent among other people. He wouldn't say, for example, I am so pretty. But maybe a Christian person who would like to follow the Lord Jesus Christ under the cross, and because his throne is the cross, he would serve other people. If he finds another person less pretty, for example, he would like to encourage those people, who would like to be among those people to help them to feel more happy. Not that I show off with what I have, but I follow the Lord Jesus Christ in serving and in looking after other people around me. The Lord Jesus Christ, one day, two of his disciples came, and in the way they were talking together, the language of the world, who is better among us, who is more useful, who is more beloved by the Master, who is more benefit among us. And the Lord didn't like this language at all. And the Lord told them, if you'd like to be higher, if you'd like to be king, have a throne over the cross, serve the other people. And this is a different way of Christian people in serving other people around them and in being true Christians. If you'd like to be high, serve other people around you. This message, Mother Teresa, about 30, 40 years ago, she got this message that if I would like really to be very much high in heaven and following the Lord Jesus Christ, I will leave my country. She used to live in Europe, in a much better society than in India, when she chose to go and to serve others. But she chose the same path of Jesus. She said that, I want to be having a high rank here in Europe as a nun and going up in rank, and maybe end up that I have a convent and I'll be the mother of this convent. I'm not going to have a throne here on earth that people would look at me and give me titles. What throne would like you to have, Mother Teresa? And she said, I'm going to the very poor place in the world among the people who are very much needy, and I'm going to serve them. The message of the Feast of the Cross for us is, you don't imitate the kings of the world. You don't imitate the people of the world who are all the time very proud of what they have. But you imitate the Lord Jesus Christ in serving other people around you. This is how to serve the Lord, and this is the message of the cross on the Feast of the Cross. So choose in your path in life to serve the people around you. One person can be, the Lord give him virtue of intelligence. He is very intelligent, how can I use my virtue? Would I show off and try to think of being smarter than people around me? I would be very proud that I am smarter. I'm comparing myself all the time with people around me. This is the way of the world around us, that if I am better, I will say all the time, I am higher, I am smarter, I am more capable, I am doing this stuff. But don't allow this to be in you, but all the time try to, with your intelligence, to serve your church, for example, to try to think, how can I make my church a better place? How can I preach the name of the Lord among the people around me? How can I use my intelligence to serve some people around me, to help the people around me? I know a person at university studying, and this person is much higher in intelligence than some other students in his grade. And he is always helping, and he is always ready to help and guide other students around him. And this is the message of the Feast of the Cross, that I am not thinking who is better. Am I better than people around me or not? This is not the way that the Lord teach us, but the way that the Lord teach us is trying to serve other people around you. A couple of days ago, we had a service, we need to go, and I called one of the servants here in the church to share with me going to that service. And he answered a very nice answer. And he said, let me check with my household, with my wife and my kids, to see whether they have some arrangement this day or not, because I'm not leaving for myself. I'm not sending a message for my wife saying, look, I'm going to this place. I don't care much about whatever program you arrange. I don't care much about what's happening in my household, but I am going. I am doing the thing that pleases my heart. I am doing the thing that I like to do. But he said in a very nice way, and I like this way very much, he said, let me check first with my household whether they have a program or something like that, and then I will come back to you, Abuna, and I hope that I will be able to go with you this service, which I love very much. I love to go this service, but let me check first. Same thing with any household that has a wise wife that is all the time not thinking who is better, who is more beloved, who is more intelligent, who is more capable, me or my husband, or me or anyone in the household. Because this is the way of the world. This is how the world teach us to do all the time, comparing who is have more authority, who is more smart. But this is not the way at all that we should go as Christian people. But as Christian people, we have a throne, which is the Lord that chose the cross to be his throne, that we have to think all the time how to make my partner happy, how to think of the person that living with me, not about myself, but with people living with me. With the young youth as well, I'm not thinking all the time how to please myself, how to go out as much as I can, how to not share in helping in the house, how to escape when mom and dad ask me for something. I try to escape. I'll try to use my intelligence to say I have other things to do. But the Lord, the message of the Lord today in the Feast of the Cross, that if you'd like to be a king, if you'd like to follow me to my kingdom, just to do as I have done. I have sacrificed myself for the sake of other people. This is the true Christianity. This is the true message of the cross. Second message of the Feast of the Cross is Christians accept the tribulation and accept the crosses in their life. They don't escape from crosses. As the very famous word that Ambapola, the first hermit, said, a very beautiful word, he said, who escaped tribulation, or I would say it in a different way, a Christian person who escaped the cross or who escaped tribulation, he escaped from the Lord, because tribulation sometimes is very much useful for Christian people. I'm going to tell you what Abuna Bshoy Kamel, who is a priest, did live in Alexandria about 30 years ago or 40 years ago. He passed away, and he was a beautiful priest, very much beloved in our church, and he wrote a couple of things when he knew at the end of his life. He died in a very young age, and he knew that he has cancer, and he wrote three things so beautiful about carrying the cross. The first thing he wrote in his diary, who am I, Lord, to carry a cross like you? you carried a cross. When a Christian person has some tribulation, whether this tribulation is a disease, whether this tribulation is a partner that causing some trouble, or whether this tribulation a son or daughter that has some sort of disability or some sort of problems, the Abu Nabshoy Kamil looks into this tribulation in a very beautiful way. He said, "Who am I, Lord, to allow me to carry a cross like you? When I am here in life, I thank you, Lord, that I carry a cross like you." And this is the mind of Abu Nabshoy Kamil. And this is exactly what St. Paul said about carrying a cross with the Lord Jesus Christ. He says that if you carry a cross with the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to be glorified in heaven like the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you push the cross away, if you hate your cross, if you are angry, if you are rejecting, if you are not happy with your cross, you are not going to be glorified in heaven because you don't carry the cross with the Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul put it in a very beautiful way in Galatians by saying, "I have been crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. So I will be glorified with him too in heaven." Very clear understanding of St. Paul about carrying the cross. I want to show you came and say a second point about carrying the cross. He said that, "Lord, with this cross you give me something very precious. You give me to be humble, because when I'm carrying the cross, I'm very humble. I find myself when I'm carrying the cross, I'm praying more. I'm asking other people to pray for me. I feel myself weak when I'm carrying the cross. I feel myself bitter in my spiritual life when I'm carrying the cross. So I'm happy to carry this cross." This is how Abu Nabshoy Kamil understands the meaning of the cross. That when I have a cross, Lord, I am closer to you. When I carry a cross, Lord, I am more spiritual. How can I push back this cross? I am very happy to carry this cross in my life. This is the voice of any Christian person understand the meaning of the cross in his life. When I have a cross, I am much closer to the Lord. I remember one day we visited a lady in the hospital who is a very blessed lady that she has a very serious disease. But she is all the time in the hospital when we go and visit her. She has a smile and she has a thank for the Lord. She doesn't care much about this disease as she cares about her spiritual life. And it came to our mind that every problem we have in our church, we ask this particular lady to pray for us. Because we know very much that when she prays, the Lord is going to answer. Because she is carrying a cross. When the person carries a cross, this person is much closer to the Lord. His prayer is much, much more accepted in front of the Lord. So Abu Nabshoy Kamil said, "When I'm carrying the cross, I am much closer, I am much more closer to the Lord. I am happy to carry this cross." The third thing is, when you carry the cross, definitely you are going to see the hand of the Lord carrying the cross with you. No one carry a cross and his Father in heaven is leaving him to carry the cross by himself. But he definitely sees the hand of the Lord around this cross. You can see all the martyrs of our church, that they can see heaven is open and angels coming from heaven serving them. In the Bible, the first martyr in our church is St. Stephen. And St. Stephen, while people was rocking him and getting him to death by pushing rocks against him, throwing rocks to him, he saw heaven is open. And he get a beautiful image in heaven that the Lord Jesus Christ and the angels are so beautiful in heaven. So he didn't care much or the pain of the stone that has been stoned to him. It doesn't mean for him much because the image in heaven was so beautiful. Exactly the same when you have cross, when you carry a cross and you thank the Lord, that power from heaven, you are going to see the hand of the Lord very much surrounding you and helping you. Without the cross, you won't see the hand of the Lord. Without accepting crosses in your life and thanking the Lord for crosses in my life as Christian person, I'm not pushing these crosses, but I say, "Lord, thank you that you allow me a cross, that you give me power to carry this cross, and I can see your hand, and you make me promoted spiritually. while I'm carrying a cross, I am much closer to you. I'm much humble in front of you, and I have more virtues inside me, Lord, that I couldn't not see if I am not carry the cross. Christian people love the cross very much, and they don't love the cross that is hanged in the car, or the golden cross that they hang around their neck. Not at all. Christian people love when they have a cross. I carry a cross with the Lord Jesus Christ, so that as the Lord is glorified in heaven, I am going to be glorified with the cross also in heaven. Glory be to God forever. Amen.